Miller into the front court. Hafner high left. Yates left corner. Ryan gets it for Foster in the left block. Bobbled the ball. Gets it back. Xavier triple team will put up a shot. That doesn't go. Foster fighting for his own rebound. Getting it. Lost it. And a held ball. And it will go back to Winterset.
Yep. Winterset gets a chance here to maybe take their first lead of the ball game.
Oskaloosa has led coast to coast. Claymeyer into the front court. Slower pace for them. Darling right wing. For far back for Darling, who's tied up under the basket.
Yep,
was
three
double
seconds,
teamed,
yep.
And they call a 3 second call on Winterset. That'll be their third turnover unofficially.
It was actually about 5 seconds, but we got the call there, and still no team fouls on Winterset. Five on your Indians.
5:10 to go in the half. Oskaloosa 1 point lead. Hafner for Tyler Miller on the far side. Yates at the bend of the arc on the left. Henry, high post left, back for Yates. Foster left block, throws across the lane for Henry. Cole bobbled it, and
wow.
It goes out of bounds.
That's twice we've had the ball inside and lost it both times. Got it down in the paint where we wanted it, but just haven't been able to finish.
Dawson Forgy back into the game for Winterset as Hunter Farr checks out. 4:54 to go in the half. Winterset again with a chance to take their first lead. Claymeyer driving in the lane. Came for Darling. He was underneath. Dribbles out.
There should be an offensive foul. Yep,
and
we got the call. Yep.
Tyler Miller was defending him. And that'll be the first foul on Winterset. Coming with 4:43 to go in the half. Indians get the ball back after the Darling foul. Henry in the free throw circle. Back for Tyler Miller between the circles. Tyler for Hafner, left wing near the sideline out high. Now back for Ryan Yates with 4:25 to go in the half. Yates for Henry, the free throw line. For Tyler Miller, right baseline shot was blocked. Henry gets it back, and his outlet pass intended for Yates was picked off by Forgy, who will drive and lay it up and in and give Winterset the lead. 21-20 with 4:10 to go in the half. Winterset's first lead of the night. Henry from the free throw line, spinning in the lane. Left-hand shot around and in. And the Indians back in front. Cole with 8, 22-21 Oskaloosa. Claymeyer, full away jumper from 14, doesn't go. Rebound kept in bounds by Tyler Miller. Tipped it back in as he went out of bounds, and the Indians keep the rebound.
Yeah, nice job by Tyler to save us possession there.
Yates takes his time across midcourt and gives it for Miller on the right wing. 3:38 to go in the half, and a Yates pass is stolen by Johnson.
Here they come.
Johnson
yep.
ahead for Forgy to lay it up and in.
Just beat us again down the floor. Transition on a missed turnover. They're going to go.
Three late changes very quickly here. 23-22 Winterset. Yates faked a three from the right. Henry, right block. Spin in the lane and scores. Cole with 10. Oskaloosa back in front. 24-23 with 3:10 to go in the half. Johnson gives for Forgy between the circles. Driving on Hafner. Now beating Hafner, dumps it down low for a young shot, was stuffed by Foster. Comes back for Forgy. Now on top for Claymeyer. Under 3 minutes to go on the half. Johnson for Claymeyer, top of the key. Moves to the right. Tried to get it to Darling, but Tyler Miller again getting it in the way of the pass and knocking it out of bounds. Winterset will keep it with 2:42 to go on the half.
Yep, Schultz is going to come in and... I thought he was going to come in for Xavier, but we got a media timeout.
2:42 to go to halftime. Oskaloosa 24, Winterset 23. Back in 90 seconds on KBUE-FM and the No Coast Network. State basketball boys semifinal. Oskaloosa leading Winterset 24-23. The Indians jumped off to a 10-2 start. Winterset has fought back. We've had four lead changes in the second quarter. And right now it's the Indians with a one-point advantage. But they've got two fouls on Xavier Foster and Cole Henry.
Yeah, he did leave Xavier in. Tyler Miller came out. Isaac Schultz came on the floor. He's gonna guard Darling. But we take Xavier out with 2:42 to go here. We'll see how long Coach Parker goes in before he tries to get him out so he doesn't pick up that third foul.
Claymeyer on the inbound baseline right. Swing out on the top of the key for Darling. Clay Meyer, and now Forgy to run the offense. 2:33 to go in the half. Forgy cuts to the top of the key. Dumped down low, wide open is Darling, who scores. Six for Easton Darling. 25-24 winners at our fifth lead change. 2:20 to go in the half. Schultz high on the left side. Henry finds Hafner in the early right corner. Back for Yates near the hash mark, right side. Henry at the top, dumps down low for Foster. Jam! Foster with four, and the Indians back in front, 26-25, as we near the two-minute mark in the second quarter. Tyler Miller will come back into the game for Oskaloosa the next break.
Yeah, I think he's coming in. You know, they ran a nice set to get that layup on us, and Coach Parker didn't like that back cut, that we didn't do a good job on that.
Johnson's left wing jumper was missed. Foster got the rebound. Yates into the front court with a minute 40 to go in the half. Henry in the free throw line, back to the basket, gives it for Hafner on the right wing, back for Yates. Yates for Hafner, now Henry free throw line, center right, driving, gliding, and scoring! Henry with a dozen. 28-25, Oskaloosa, 1:20 to go in the half. Darling quickly into the front court. Claymeyer left wing, driving to the free throw line. Gives for Johnson. High post right, he'll shoot from the free throw line and draw air. Indians get it back with 1:09 to go in the half.
Yeah, Tyler, nice little, go ahead, Joe.
Tyler Miller in, Isaac Schultz out for Oskaloosa.
A nice little spurt here by the Indians to finish his half. Now we just got to keep it going here and maybe get score in this possession and get a stop and then get that last shot going into halftime.
Yates taking his sweet time, bringing it across midcourt. 1 minute to go to halftime. Yates around to the arc to the right, Hafner right corner. Lobs it back out for Yates, high right, back for Hafner. Lob for Henry, right block. Cole double team with a look, moving the lane. Finger roll doesn't go, but a foul. And Cole to shoot two with 48.7 to go in the half.
You know, our first game, I think we only shoot two free throws, didn't we, Joe? I think in that first game against Marion, and Cole shot them both. I think we missed them. So here's our first attempt from the free throw line, and Cole comes up short.
Casey Young with the foul, his first, the team's just second against Winterset. Cole, a 37.6% free throw shooter, missed the first. He can extend the lead to four. Second free throw in and out. Not getting the bounces.
Nope.
Claymeyer in the front court for Darling on the right wing, gives it back on top for Claymeyer. Claymeyer trying to drive on Yates, kicks it back out for Farr to shoot a three and hit it. Hunter Farr's first points.
Well, see if we go for one here. Yep, we've got one finger up. We're going to go for only. They're going to be ahead or
tied at 28. 24 seconds to go in the half. First time we've been tied today. Yates taking his time. Yo-yo on the dribble. 16 seconds to go in the half.
Yeah, as fast as they score in transition, we don't want to shoot this too soon because they can get that ball down the court
Henry
fast.
Right corner with seven, trying to dribble through the crowd, puts up a shot, doesn't go. Rebound Foster, put the ball down and gave up the chance to shoot, and the ball was knocked away, and we're at halftime,
yep.
Tied at 28.
All he had to do was go right back up with it, but he put it on the ground again, and they're going to go for it. And then we played half, and, well, we got another half to go, Joe, here, and we're still all tied here.
Well, as Bob Knight would say, it's a 16-minute game now. At yep. Halftime, Oskaloosa 28, Winterset 28. We'll come back to the Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines in 2 minutes. This is Oskaloosa Boys State Basketball Tournament coverage on KBOE-FM and the No Coast Network.